Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Emergency responders were called early Thursday morning after a report of an unresponsive individual near a Mason City intersection. Mason City Police Chief Mike McKelvey says a caller reported an unresponsive male lying in a yard near a bicycle on the ground in the area of 6th Street Southeast and South Jersey Avenue just after 6 a.m. Thursday. MCPD and the Mason City Fire Department responded to the scene. Upon arrival, emergency personnel determined the male was deceased. McKelvey says the individual is a 50-year-old Mason City resident. His identity has not yet been publicly released, pending notification of family. The Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office will conduct an autopsy to determine the cause of death. At this time, officials say no foul play is suspected. A more detailed press release is expected to be released today. A former North Central Iowa police officer has been sentenced to 30 days in jail and has received a suspended 2-year prison sentence for his illicit contact with a minor. In December 2024, the Eagle Grove Police Department asked the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation for assistance to examine a complaint against one of their then officers, 27-year-old Colt Richardson. He would be arrested in January 2025 and charged with dissemination and exhibition of obscene material to a minor. The DCI said Richardson used Snapchat to send explicit images to an underage person, with one instance occurring while he was on duty. The Wright County Attorney's Office later added another charge of sexual exploitation of a minor against Richardson, alleging he possessed materials depicting the minor engaged in a prohibited act. As part of a plea agreement earlier this year, Richardson pleaded guilty to 2 counts of telephone dissemination of obscene material to a minor, as well as first-degree harassment, all aggravated misdemeanors. He has now been sentenced to 30 days in jail on one of the 2 obscene material charges and given 2-year suspended sentences on the other charges. Richardson must also serve 1 year on probation. There will be one less municipal swimming pool to dive and splash in this summer in northeast Iowa. A social media post by Pool Fredericksburg reads, "With sadness but optimism for the future, we announced that the Miners Dairyland Municipal Swimming Pool in Fredericksburg will be closed for the 2026 season. This closure is due to necessary repairs that need to be made to ensure that the pool can reopen in 2027 and continue to serve our community for many more years to come." City officials noted that they continue to fundraise to help offset the cost of the renovation. To make a donation of any size, contact Misty Prosser, who is the pool manager and the director of the Fredericksburg Parks and Rec Department. You can also stop by Fredericksburg City Hall. On the subject of closures, the Chickasaw County Secondary Roads Department is alerting motorists that to a bridge closure northeast of Lawler. The FHWA bridge on 150th Street east of Windsor Avenue was closed at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Chickasaw County crews are replacing this structure. The anticipated length of the closure is 6 to 8 weeks, weather permitting. It's ISU Extension and Outreach Week in Iowa. Amanda Tupper is director of the Chickasaw County office in New Hampton. She says it's a great time to celebrate the various programs they offer to area youth.
There's a ton of opportunities for students outside of the traditional farm animal path. There's lots of opportunities for STEM, so science, technology, engineering, and math. There's also statewide fishing clubs, so there's things for kids to do that are still outdoors, but not necessarily raising a bucket calf or having pigs or chickens or anything like that. So there's a lot of opportunity for kids.
Tupper says they also have a wealth of information that adults can also access through Iowa State University.
We are the direct line of communication to the research that's happening down in Ames on Iowa State's campus. And we work with a lot of different faculty members and different experts down on campus as well as across the state. So if you have a question, anything from what is happening to my tree in my yard to when people are gearing up for summer of growing things in their garden or canning food, or questions about farm management, we can connect you with the experts if we don't know the answer here in our office.
Tupper invites residents to stop by the Chickasaw County Extension office for free seed packets while they last. As part of Extension and Outreach Week, staff profiles and related trivia questions have been posted on the ISU Extension and Outreach Chickasaw County Facebook page. Early registrations for the Full Moon 5K Run Walk in Charles City are due by this Sunday. Mike McCarty is with the Charles City Community Fund, host of the event, set for April 24th at Tellurian Brewing. He says the Full Moon has become more than just walking and running.
Last year, we probably had half as many people in the brewery watching the music and listening to the music and having food as we did again on the run, which is great. We kind of want to make it a community event, not just a 5K.
The Community Fund's Brian Fuller says they're anticipating the number of runners and walkers to continue to grow.
We had 187 participants last year, and then this year we're expecting over 200, so we're planning for 225.
Early registration by Sunday is $30 and guarantees you a Full Moon shirt, this year designed by Charles City High School student Tessa Connect. McCarty says there are various ways to sign up.
Well, you can go to gotorunsignup.com/fullmoon5k, which has been our traditional way to get people there. The Charles City Community Fund Facebook page, you can get a registration form on it. You can do a paper one and send it to us. The posters around the town have a QR code on them this year. This is one of the first times we've done that, so we're trying to make it more easy for people to just click on their phones and be able to take you right to the sign-up.
After Sunday, registration goes up to $35. In addition to the Full Moon 5K at 8 p.m. on April 24th, there's also a kids' fun run that night at 7:30. The event is one of Charles City Community Fund's biggest of the year, with the money they raise being distributed to other nonprofit groups. McCarty says today is the deadline for applications to be included in their next round of grant awards. Find more information at Charles City Community Fund on Facebook. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.